Good morning, I'm Mitchell Clam. Shoalhaven Fire and Rescue is treating a fire at Nowra as being suspicious. Around 5 p.m. yesterday, crews were called to extinguish a car fire in the front yard of a home in Holland Street, which then spread to the house. And Station Officer Michael Adams says no one was injured in the blaze.
We made entry into the house, conducted a search. There was nobody home at the time. All in all, actually managed to save the house. If we were 30 seconds later, we would have lost the house. The residents arrived home about 15 minutes after our arrival. It's being treated as suspicious, and that's been passed into the hands of the police.
Around 100 locals have attended a community meeting to discuss a controversial four-storey development at St George's Basin, which could see 58 flats being built. Residents fear its bulk and scale could overshadow the nearby Rosevale village and reduce privacy. Shoalhaven Councillor Bob Proudfoot believes it's out of character for the area.
Could lead to an unacceptable increase in the level of traffic. Now, to add to the controversy is that this is the first test for the increase to a 13-metre height in this zone as part of the new local environment plan. This is the first test. The applicant has elected to have the proposal assessed by the Land and Environment Court as council has not ticked the proposal off the DA proposal in the 40-day limit.
Shoalhaven Mayor Amanda Findlay's rate increase proposal has stalled after councillors Guile, Watson and Pakes lodged a rescission motion. At last night's meeting, Mayor Findlay put three options on the table, including 11.5% increase over 2 years, 6.27% over 4 years, or 5% over 7 years. She says the matter will now go back to council at a later date.
Well, it's disappointing that councillors Watson, Guile and Pakes lodged the rescission motion, but it was entirely expected. It didn't actually matter what would happen in regards to rates. They would have blocked it, and we'll be back for another meeting in the near future about this issue.
And Councillor Guile voted against Mayor Findlay's proposal because he says the community can't afford it. He believes council needs to be more efficient with its spending.
Well, there are numerous examples of how council can be saving money effectively and how our budgeting allows us to not increase rates by the amounts that are being put forward by staff. At the end of the day, we should be accepting the advice of the community on this and not following what staff and what Greens councillors want.
And now, as newly elected councillors have undergone training at the first Hit the Ground Running seminar. Minister for Local Government Paul Toole paid Nowra a visit to attend the workshop, which was run by the Office of Local Government and Local Government New South Wales. Mr Toole says the workshop arms the participants with the skills to be a successful local councillor.
They're actually able to find out what the responsibilities are in being a local councillor, understand about council meetings, leadership, because at the end of the day, it's very important that councillors understand that there have been some changes to the Local Government Act, and certainly we want to ensure that communities have the best representation out there in our local area.
To sport, and the son of State of Origin player Rod Wishart has been selected in the Greater Southern Region Stingrays squad for next season. Tyron Wishart plays for the Gerringong Lions under-18s. And the Shoalhaven under-12s have taken out round one of the Southern Zone Cricket Inter-Association Junior Representative season, which began on Sunday. The team defeated Far South Coast with a score of 166 at Bernie Reagan Oval. That's the latest news and sport.